Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Is this weird? My husband and I can't be the only two people, the only couple that does this, right?
I mean, you're the only people that I know that does this.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know this was a thing. So my husband and I, we have two cars. We have two SUVs. Now, my husband will joke and say they're both my cars. He says that all the time. He's like, they're both our cars. But we don't have like my car, his car, where he takes one of them all the time. I take one of them all the time. I wake up in the morning. I get in the car. I pick whatever one I want, I take. Mm. All right. Or if he's out first, whatever one he wants, he takes. It's just kind of like that's how it is. And the other one, the other person takes.
Let me ask you, do you both seem to have a favorite? Is it the same favorite car?
No.
Okay.
I have no preference one car over the other. To me, they're both exactly the same.
Has he ever said to you, why is it that you took that car today?
No. The only reason why I've lately been taking one car over the other is that we lease one and we bought one.
Right.
So just for miles, I take the one that we own.
I thought that's why you managed these vehicles this way the entire time that I've known you. But it's just that you like to freewheel it when it comes to your cars.
Yeah.
Like it's so weird to me.
Is it?
Yes. It's absolutely. I honestly don't know another couple that does it. Now, listen, my wife has access to my car whenever she needs it. Of course she does. And we have an extra vehicle, a business vehicle at the house, too. She has access to that, too. Would she ever grab the keys first for either my vehicle or the business vehicle? Never. Not once. Not ever would she ever do that. Would I ever grab the keys to her car once? Nope. I hate her car.
That's not nice.
I mean, it's true.
But if you
it's true.
But if you had two cars that you both liked equally, that you know, what would be the difference if they were interchangeable?
I mean, I had two cars myself, like a winter summer before, and I used to jump back and forth between those. But again, she had a car and it was a nice car. I liked that car more than the car she's got now. I would never take her car. I get in there. It feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
It feels foreign. It feels like a violation, and it feels like I'm stealing it from her.
There used to be a time in our past, my husband and I, where we would have, like, one would be my car, one would be his car. But we was, you know, we could change them all the time.
Sure.
But now that we have kids, and basically our cars are taxis for them.
It's just utilitarian.
Yeah. I mean, because it used to be that we would have, like, the sedan, the quote-unquote sportier car, and then we would have the truck, the family car.
You'd have the fun car, and then you'd have the business car.
Exactly. But that's long out the window. Now they're both, like, the family car, and it's just...
You hate them both.
I don't hate them both. I love them both. I think they're both great. I think they're both good cars that get us safely from point A to point B, which is what's most important to me.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound like a sexy love affair. That just sounds like, again, utilitarian. You're checking a box. It has to be done. And maybe that's the difference here, because I feel like if you loved the car, you'd be like, no, I'm taking that car today. Makes me feel good when I drive it. I like it.
I don't know. Are we the only ones that do that? Like, what do you do in your house? We're going to do 5 calls says it all. 1-800-330-9999. Is it strange that we have interchangeable cars, that we just take whatever we feel like that day, and neither one of us are assigned one or the other?
Did you learn this when you went to some sort of party and everybody put their keys in a basket?
No, Raylan. We are not car swingers.
Did you learn it on hedonism in Jamaica?
Nope. Never been there.
Okay. You say so.
Are we weirdos? My husband and I might be weirdos and we don't even know it.
Oh, yeah. You guys are weirdos. I mean, you guys do freaky deaky stuff when it comes to your cars.
1-800-330-9999. 5 calls says it all. It wasn't until I was talking to one of my friends this weekend that she said to me, you know, it's strange that you and Paul do that. We don't have our own cars. We have two SUVs and we just drive whatever one we want whenever we feel like it. It's not like one is assigned to one person or the other.
You walk out in the morning and you just pick whatever car you want. It seems weird to me.
I don't know. It's just what we've always done.
It's like a driveway is an Avis parking lot. Very strange.
Crystal, 5 calls says it all. Are we crazy?
Absolutely crazy. I'm actually physically driving in my husband's truck to work today because I had to, and I'm miserable about it.
Right. And you feel like you're going to barf, and you hear somebody else that enjoys this, and you're just so weirded out.
It It is absolutely terrible. I've been dreading it all night because I knew it had to happen today, and I'm mad about the whole situation.
I love it.
It's so weird.
That's real to me. Thank you, Crystal. Anna and Raven, who's this?
What's up, buddy? It's Michael. I have my car. She has hers. But she's more messy, and I hate getting in a messy car.
Well, I will tell you this. I am definitely messier than my husband. My husband is the clean freak. He's always cleaning up both our cars.
Nope. And then I got my work car and I got my car that I like to take out whenever I get a second to enjoy it.
Right. That's it. And she should stay out of all of them unless invited.
Don't touch my stuff.
It seems to me like the car is like my fighter jet, Anna's app, right? My cockpit's got to be set up the way that I need it. That's the way I want it. That's the way it's got to be every time. If I get in there, it's going to be weird.
But if you interchange the cars, like it's two other cars all the time, then they're both your cockpit. It's like having multiple fighter jets, except, you know, they're cars and not fighter jets.
I mean, everybody knows that my car's way cooler than my wife's car.
Is that real?
I mean, that's just how I feel personally.
Really?
I think if you asked any other person on the planet, they'd be like, ah, they're both the same.
Right.
They're both little crossover SUVs. There's really no difference whatsoever.
I was just going to say, I know what you drive and I know what your wife drives. Yeah. And I don't know why you think your car is better than hers.
Oh, well, in my mind, it's just so much more cooler. So much better.
Kate, Five Calls says it all. Is it strange that we just have shared cars?
No, it's not strange. You just, yeah, I feel like you just decide, okay, I'm going to take this car. I'm feeling like the truck or whatever. And obviously, it works for you guys. I don't think it's strange.
Carter, Five Calls says it all. Is it weird that we don't have separate cars? We have shared cars?
Yes, I think it's very weird. I imagine everybody has their seat the way they wanted, you know, the mirrors, everything inside the car, you know, or just change everything every time.
I have a button that, you know, it memorizes your seat position, right? I mean, most cars nowadays do. If you have an electric seat or whatever. So mine is saved, but I'll tell you something. Even after I've handed my wife the keys or she's had to drive it for 1 minute or whatever, there's not a single time I press the button before I hop in the car. I go to hop in the car and immediately I'm struck in the stomach between the steering wheel being too close and the chair being too upright. It's painful really to get in it. But for whatever reason, I never hit that button before I get in there, even knowing that she had drove.
My husband and I, like we have the, you know, like the seater one position, seater two position.
Sure.
He has his set because he's much more technological than I am.
Right.
I never remember how to do it or which one is mine. So I just get in and just adjust the seat and fix the mirrors. And it takes me all of 20 seconds, if less.
Mm.
So I don't really consider that like a problem. It doesn't bother me whatsoever.
I mean, I like my phone case a certain way. I like all those things.
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing in those cars is not interchangeable.
Wow. That's weird to me.
I guess we're weird. I guess.
Oh, I mean, I could have told you that. I did tell you that.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.